Hey, how you doing? Brian Kane, the creator of the Mental Performance Mastery Coaching Certification here. And today, our guest is a certified Mental Performance Mastery coach, Tyler Pasek. Tyler has a list of Power Five schools that he's worked with and has worked with Team USA Bowling, has worked with the University of Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Northern Colorado. And Tyler has a graduate of TCU's Sports Psychology Program. And Tyler, I appreciate you joining us here on the MPM Spotlight podcast, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Tyler, what has it been like for you, kind of your journey into mental performance? I know you were a college baseball player at Indiana State and then, you know, did your master's at TCU, but would you kind of give our listeners sort of your evolution into mental performance mastery, if you would?
My evolution started really when I got hurt. So at Indiana State, I was a left-handed pitcher and I tore my labrum. And after 15 months of rehab, I tore it again and I wound up hanging them up. But during that 15 months of rehab, my dad gave me a mental performance book, mental skills book, and I read about halfway through it and I really didn't like it at all. And then I get back to Indiana State after the summer of rehab. And I open up Mind Gym, which was the book that really got me into the mental game. And from there, I started doing a ton of research. I thought, you know, the mental game was what Indiana State was missing. So I did a ton of research on visualization and mental imagery. And I just fell in love with it because that's exactly what I think got me to the Division I level. Because I was a left-handed pitcher who threw 81 to 83 miles an hour. And what got me there was my ability to see the pitch before I threw it. And that really kind of took off. And after college, I became a summer college baseball coach. And I really loved the mental side of the game more than I liked coaching baseball, more than I liked coaching the mechanics and the strategy behind the game. So that's when my boss, Nelson Gord, you reached out to him actually and was like, hey, Nelson, come down. We've exchanged ideas over the past few years. I'd love to have you come down for an immersion event. And Nelson said, you know what? I'm not really into the mental game as much as Tyler Pasek is, so I'm going to send him down in my place. And he paid for it and everything. And I'm so grateful to Nelson. And I went down there and the first meeting that we had, you said, you know, there's three areas to sports psychology, to psychology in general that you need to be really good at, or you need to be really good at one specific one in order to excel in this field. And the three areas were clinical, applied, and research-based in psychology, performance psychology, sports psychology. And right after that, I was like, okay, well, I know I can get the applied side from you because that's all you do is work with teams and just apply these sport performance principles across the board. And I'm like, and I'm going to go to TCU for the research side. And that way I can have those two out of three. And my end goal being that I want to be a sports psychologist for a Power Five school. I only need that clinical side left. So that's my next goal, is to get my PhD in clinical psychology. But I feel like those are the two that I got out of TCU. And then I got out of you in the applied side. And that's really when it took off, is right after we met and you told me that, and I applied to TCU, graduated from there, and then now I'm working in the field.
You know, so Tyler, you've also gone through the MPM certification, and for the people listening to this podcast, you know, you've been a unique situation in that you've got a master's degree in TCU or from TCU in sports psychology. You're going to pursue a PhD. How is the Mental Performance Mastery Certification, how has that helped you to be able to work with coaches or athletes or clients that you have in one-on-one coaching? How has that helped give you kind of a framework to follow?
Well, I think you kind of answered your own question there. The framework is key. Like having those 10 principles, and then within those principles, having different strategies and techniques that you can apply immediately with your teams, like the mental performance ABCs or signs of success, for instance, like having those just distilled into a system that is the 10 pillars, I think that has been my cornerstone. Like every time I am working with an athlete, I come back to the 10 pillars and something that I took from there. My at TCU, the research that I did, I don't really use any of it. I talk about mental toughness. I did my research in mental toughness and anxiety, but there weren't any real strategies that I got out of it. With the MPM certification, like, it's all strategies. It's all like how to actually get better, not just theory, not just talking about it. It's like, okay, yeah, it's great, like having a routine, or like, you know, routines matter, but how am I supposed to develop my routine? Or how am I supposed to calm my thoughts down? It's nice to talk about reframing your thoughts, but what does that mean? How do I do it? And the strategies that you get out of the MPM cert, they're the how, which is what is important. It's the action piece. So that's how it's really helped me.
You know, Tyler, there's a lot of people that have contacted me through email or on social media, and they're saying, hey, I'm thinking about doing a master's in sports psychology. You know, tell me more about your MPM certification. What advice would you have to, you know, a coach or a personal trainer right now that is trying to decide between, I'm going to go do a master's in sports psychology or I'm going to do the MPM certification, when they don't have any desire to go do a PhD? What they want to do is help their coaches, help their clients or athletes that they're working with. Which direction would you recommend that they follow?
Definitely the MPM for a coach or for a personal trainer. Like, there's no doubt that all it can do is help. A sports psychology master's, there's just no way that's going to help you as much as the MPM cert is going to. I really don't know what else to say. There's just no other way, especially with like how much money you have to put into the sports psychology degree. You know, getting those initials after your name and not getting really anything out of it, I don't know. I don't really see that helping as much as the MPM cert does, which in my case, so I paid $20,000 for my master's in sports psychology. And how much is the MPM cert?
It's $797, and then they join the insiders list at briankane.com/certification, they get $200 off of that. So it would be $597 if they're on the insiders list.
Yeah, so that's like a 20th of the price, and you're getting easily, I mean, I'm literally using maybe 1% of what I learned at TCU compared to 99% what I got out of the MPM cert with my clients and with myself and with my relationships and with basically in my whole life.
You know, it's amazing. Is I was having a conversation earlier today with a Division I college athletic director here at Arizona State. I live right, you know, 15 minutes from there in Paradise Valley. And we were just talking about kind of the state of mental performance and referencing teams and coaches and athletes on their campus there. And, you know, Tyler, it's like the MPM certification literally comes from my work that I did as a grad student with Ken Revizza, who passed away in July of 2018, where in his graduate program at Cal State Fullerton, we got to actually see him working with athletes and coaches and teams, you know, and it was all day, every day. It wasn't like we got to see him once. It was like we got to see that's all day, you know, and in your 2 years at TCU and doing a master's, how many times did you get the chance to see one of your professors work with a coach, athlete, or team?
None.
I mean, does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't. TCU's degree program, I don't agree with how it was set up, and I don't, and I've expressed my opinion to them about how brutal it was, but I can't speak for other programs across the country. Like, I've heard great stuff coming out of Denver, University of Denver, or Boise State, or like Utah, University of Utah. But for me personally, I never got to see that. And that's why I'm so grateful for you, is because like with you, I got to see you work with people and work with athletes. So, and that's where I got all of my expertise, I would say.
Well, you get, because it's a lot of coaching, right, is following the leader, you know, and if you look at how we do any type of coaching, whether you're a sport team coach or you're a personal trainer. It's like, well, what you're doing with your athletes, you learned by probably watching someone else do with athletes. And you said, oh, wow, okay, that makes sense. And now I'm going to go do that with my clientele. You know, and I think the benefit of MPM is that, you know, when you go through the certification, you're getting exactly what I do when I go work with coaches, with athletes and teams. And what you're saying is that this is what you do when you're going to work with Power Five teams and work with one-on-one coaching clients or Major League Baseball players. Is that right?
Yeah, I literally take exactly what I got from the MPM cert. Like, for instance, I was working with University of Maine softball, and they just got done with their opening weekend. Their win-loss record does not really reflect the how well they played, according to the head coach. But he told me afterwards, he's like, hey, man, like the game sped up on us in a few of these innings. And the girls came up to me afterwards and they said, you know, Tyler teaching me the performance ABCs to like slow me down and like the recognize, release, refocus system to help center me and get me present so that I can perform at my best. Those really helped. And I'm so glad that you brought him in to work with us, because without that, I don't know what would have happened. I probably would have just continued to spiral out of control until there was no hope in saving me.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. You know, and I think the cool thing about you, Tyler, is not only you're in that stage, you know, where it's like, you're still learning and growing, you know, your practice, but you're also applying it in your own life, man. I mean, you're taking on, like, as a former guy that was really like an explosive power type of athlete, you're taking on a whole new world jumping into ultra endurance, man. And talk about kind of some of the strategies that you take, which are in the MPM, but you also apply to your own pursuit, doing a 50-mile race in St. Croix a couple weeks ago, getting ready for this 100-mile race in Michigan in June. Like, tell me about some of the stuff that you're using yourself.
I would say the number one thing that I use myself is getting external. So I feel like a lot of athletes and a lot of just human beings in general, they get inside their own head a lot and they start to listen to themselves and their head starts to go crazy about what could go wrong, or maybe they're in a difficult situation and they're going through some pain and all they can think about is the pain and all they can think about is the struggle and the adversity that they're going through, instead of thinking about how they're going to get through it or how they've been through something worse or all the things that they've overcome in their past. And one thing that I use is I get external. So when it starts to hurt or the pain when I'm running 50 miles starts to become too much inside my head, I start to talk to myself out loud. And that's actually in the MPM cert. I'm not sure which pillar it is, but I remember you talking about how you would tell athletes to get external. So I'll literally be like, literally on our run. So what was that? Two Sundays ago, we ran the Lost Dutchman Marathon, and me and you did. And the last 6.2 miles, so right after you hit the wall is at 20 mile mark, and that's when your glycogen levels and your body get depleted, and your legs start to feel like they have cinder blocks attached to them, and your arms feel like blubber. And I just remember how bad it started to hurt, and I started to talk to myself out loud, and I started to tell myself, come on, Pasek, you got this. Don't quit now. Be the best that you can be right now, right here in this moment. And I just talked myself through the next 6.2 miles, and that 10K, that 10K wound up being the best 10K of the race. I picked up my speed. I turned my brain off, really, and that pain off, and I took my performance to another level. It was awesome. And I use that consistently when I'm going through struggles in my personal life or when I'm having a hard time figuring something out with my business. I talk to myself out loud so that I could turn my brain off and just get down to the bare bones, the nuts and bolts that make me run, so I can figure out a solution.
And I think what I want the listeners here to take away is that you have something to go to, you know, whether it's you when you're an athlete, whether it's you when you're working with athletes one-on-one in a coaching session, or if it's you working with a team or a coach, Like, you have some tools to go to. And the reason why you're good at what you do is because you practice this in your own life. It's not like you read a book and then you're going out and regurgitating what you read. It's you've been to total immersion experiences. You've gone through the MPM certification and you apply it to your own life. And because of that, it's now real for you to be able to share that with other people.
Exactly. And that's one thing I tell coaches when they're trying to get into this and they're first going in and talking to teams. I say, have something that they can relate to in your own personal life. Make yourself a human being. Like, make yourself real. When you go in there and you just talk about research, or you go in there and you just talk about other people and you're not talking about yourself, they can't really connect with you on that deeper level. And if they can't connect with you, then, you know, the content's not going to matter. You got to be able to connect with people. And how do you do that? Through personal stories. I truly believe that, because when I go in and I talk about pushing the rock and I talk about how I run this 50-mile race and these marathons, you know, like almost once a month, it seems like, they connect with that and they're like, holy crap, you know, Pazik is not only like teaching this, but he's using it in his own life. So this shit actually works, yep. You know?
No doubt. No doubt. And I found that, you know, probably what, November of 16 is when I did my first Ironman. And I feel like since I took that on, I've just been much better at mental performance coaching, because it's like, I'm living it every day. I'm doing it every day. You know, I have to wake up and go to the pool this morning at 6 a.m. when I don't feel like it, just like the athletes and people have to make decisions and, you know, go to the gym when they don't feel like it either. And it becomes a lifestyle, not an event, you know? And I think that's, whether it was the podcast with, you know, Ethan Miller or Zach Sorensen, guys that you've met through the MPM certification and in our time together, I think the one thing that has resonated with all three of you guys is that this is a lifestyle, not an event. This is something that you have to do, but it's also not really work. It's just kind of what you do and how you live, right? Would you say you're like constantly working hard at the mental game and mental performance, or is it just kind of like how you live your life?
It's both for sure. But it's funny, a few days ago, I was talking to my roommate and he told me that I don't know what it's like to have a real job. So he said to me, you don't know what it's like to have a real job, because he works a 9-to-5 desk job. And I got pissed at him because I'm like, this is a real job. I'm like, it just doesn't seem like it to the outside looking in, because I absolutely love what I do. And that's so hard for some people to grasp. And I actually got pretty offended by that. But then I looked at it, I'm like, you know what? Like, it isn't a real job. I'm like, you're kind of right. Like, it is my life. And I'm just like telling people about my life, basically. And I was talking to Nate Trosky at the 2018 Texas High School Baseball Coaching Convention. Nate Trosky is another mental skills coach. And I asked him, and I'm like, okay, if I want to like actually do this, if I want to do mental skills coaching, what is your best advice? And he goes, well, Tyler, like I surf competitively. I play the guitar on stage. He's like, if you want to be a good mental skills coach, you need to get out there and do it. You need to live it. You need to live being a mental skills coach. And I heard it from you. I've heard it from him. I've heard it from other top mental skills, sports performance coaches. Like, you have to be living it. Otherwise, you just come off as fake and inauthentic to the athletes, clients, businessmen and women that you're working with.
Yeah, I think that's spot on, man. I mean, it has to be something that you live, because people are going to, you know, They're going to, when you walk in the room, right, they're going to judge you and they're going to evaluate you before they start listening to your content. And I think that's part of the beauty of the Mental Performance Mastery Certification, is that this is real. You know, this is not a textbook, and this is real world strategy used by real world people, myself included. And, you know, what if you get the chance to come to one of our total immersion events, where it's like the one we just had, where we had 9 coaches staying in my house and getting after it hard for 3 straight days, and a lot of learning, a lot of physical activity. And it's like, you know, there's going to be a lot of honesty that comes out at those events, man. Talk about the immersion events that you've been to and kind of how those have helped you to grow as a mental performance coach.
So I've been to three different ones, and I honestly think I've kind of taken a step up the ladder each time. The first time, the first one is when we first met, and said first a lot there, but we'll get over it. And so the first one is when I didn't know anything about you. I went down totally just in the dark, and I didn't even know who this Brian Kane cat was. But I went back with my life completely changed, and I had learned your old system, the 12 pillars of peak performance. And I started to apply that over the next couple of years. And then the second immersion event I went to, I got to see coaches in action. So these are coaches that took your system and made it into kind of their own and went and presented it. And then you broke it down with them, and we learned how to basically present the material that way. And then the third one, I was there as basically another mental performance mastery coach, and I was there teaching as well as learning. By that, I mean I was there like teaching guys that were at the kind of first phase as I was in the first immersion that I went to.
Well, it's kind of the life cycle, right? It's like the people come into it. And they, you know, it's like the first step is they learn the system, they go through the certification, they learn the content. Then they learn, okay, now that I know the content, how do I present it in an engaging and inspiring way that's going to, you know, capture people and connect with people? And then once they have that phase, the next phase is like, okay, well, now you start growing and mentoring other people. And that's the beautiful part about kind of, you know, your life cycle in this is that now you're in the mentoring role and you're mentoring people that are twice your age and mentoring people that have many more years of maybe coaching experience, but not coaching in the mental performance realm. And I think that's really cool to see and observe, you know, as kind of an outsider.
Yeah. And it's been pretty cool going through that ladder as well, working my way up the ladder. And yeah, it's been awesome.
Tyler, for our listeners here, man, if they want to connect with you, either to ask you questions about your experience or to hire you for one-on-one coaching or to get you to come in and work with their team or organization, what's the best way for people to contact you?
Both my email and my phone number, and then also Instagram. So my email is tyler@paysickperformancegroup.com. That's Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, at Paysick Performance Group, P-A-Z as in zebra, I-K, performancegroup.com. And then my phone number is 847-922-1371. And my Instagram is Paysick Pep Talk, P-A-Z-I-K-P-E-P-T-A-L-K.
All right, so let me just repeat that. I got tyler@paysickperformancegroup.com, cell phone 847-922-1371, and Instagram Paysick Pep Talk.
Correct.
Awesome. Tyler, I appreciate you taking time out of your hectic schedule, man, to join us here on the MPM Spotlight Podcast.